There's a story that the Gemara in the Bava Metzia tells about Rabbi Bar Nachmani when he was dying. It's in Daf Hei Vav. And Rabbi Bar Nachmani, there was a machlokas between the Ribono Shel Olam and the Yeshiva Shamala. As there was a certain issue in the Goyim. Safek Tumah Kadma LeBaharis. Whatever the issue is. A Kaddish Baruch Hu Paskin Tahar, the Yeshiva Shamala Paskin Tameh. So they asked, who's going to be Machriah? Let's ask Rabbi Bar Nachmani, because Rabbi Bar Nachmani was a Baki. He used to say, Ani Yachid Ba'alos, Ani Yachid B'negoyim. I'm a Baki in these things. So as the story goes, Rabbi Bar Nachmani was being pursued by the Persians. It was a Shmad. He's about to die, as it turns out. And as he's dying, they ask him the question. He says, Tahar. And the Gemara says, Ashrei Rabbi Bar Nachmani, Shiyatzis HaNishmasech. That's a Baskel came out. Shiyatzis HaNishmasech B'tahar. So he passed him like the Ribono Shel Olam. Just as a postscript to the story, it's also machlokas the Chacham and Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim hold Tameh, like the Yeshiva Shamala, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Tahor, like Rabbi Bar Nachmani and the Ribono Shalom. And the Rambam in Hilchos Negaim paskins that it's Tameh, like the Chachamim. The story seems to be a strange story, but obviously is a fundamental point in rabbinic theology, which is not what I want to talk about, but just as by way of introduction, the source of this particular Gemara, even though not articulated, is the same source that's cited in the much more famous Gemara earlier in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis about the dispute of Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham of Tanuro Shel Achnai. And at the end of the story of Tanuro Shel Achnai is that the reason why they ignored the Baskol was because Lo Bashamayim Hi. Because the Ribono Shel Olam, in effect, doesn't give Nevuah San Torah anymore. He doesn't really get a vote in Psa. It was left up to the Chachamim. And the source for this is a Pasuk, Lo Bashamayim Hi. That's the Medrash on the Pasuk. But the pshat in the pasuk is something very, very different. The pshat in the pasuk, and it's found at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, is our obligation to seek out Torah. Ki ha-mitzvah zos asher anochi mitzvah aschem lo nifleis hi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. It's not beyond your grasp. Lo b'shamayim hi. Le'mor mi alalenu ha-shamayim v'yikach alanu v'nashbeinu osa v'nasena. V'lo me'ever layam hi. Lemor miyahor lanu will evar yam yikachel lanu v'yashmino savan asena ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od v'ficha uvavachal lasoso. So the, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a Medrash Rabbah on this particular comment about lo b'shamayim hi, and this particular issue is the following. I think it's there. It gives a mashal about a king who had asked two of his subjects to dig a particular pit large enough for something. And one of the two subjects said, you know, there's no way I can possibly dig this pit. So he just gave up. The other subject said, look, I'm not going to be able to finish the pit, but the king asked me to do it. So I starts digging the pit. Of course, the king comes back. He didn't finish the pit. And the king rewards him greatly. And the mashal of the Medrash is, the person walks into the base Medrash and sees, what are you supposed to learn? You're supposed to learn Tanakh, and you're supposed to learn Mishnah, and you're supposed to learn Gemara, and you're supposed to learn Torah, and Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch, and Poskim, and Rishonim, and Achronim, and so on. And a person says, one person walks in and says, there's no way I can possibly do this. The other person walks in and says, you know what? I don't know if I can finish everything, but my obligation is to start. And guess what? He walks in, one day he learns a Perek and a Mishnah, and the next day he learns another Perek and a Mishnah. And eventually it accumulates into something enormous. In other words, small, if you look at a task when it is very large, you will be overwhelmed and never complete it. But if you recognize that sometimes your job is to start the task and to take small steps, eventually, firstly, you're doing the right thing, and secondly, eventually, it turns into something bigger. This is the season of tshuva, that you may have dinner upon us. I think for most of us, self-included, I'll speak only for myself, I can look in the mirror, and there are any number of things that I need to correct on my personal lihugim. Bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaveira. It's usually this time of year, and I will do so again, I make a request of everybody that before Yontif, you take a piece of paper out, you take a pen or a pencil, and you sit and think, and you identify one issue of bein adam l'makom that you need, requires working on, and one issue of bein adam l'chaveira. Write it down on a piece of paper. You're not going to change, if there are 50 things that you want to change about yourself, if you want to transform your personality in various aspects, That's not going to happen overnight, and it probably won't happen in 1 year. But identify something. Identify two small things to work on. You might want to keep that piece of paper stashed away. Don't show it to anybody. Occasionally look at it. And throughout the year, you continue to work on those things. Right? It's a little late if you're trying to fix them before Rosh Hashanah. You know, the clock's almost run out. You know, you're past the 2-minute warning at this point. If you're trying to work on, you know, speaking, you know, not speaking ill of other people, probably you're not going to change that between now and Yom Tov tomorrow night. But whatever it is that you pick, and maybe you can't just pretend that I'm going to stop speaking bad things about anybody else. Maybe you have to figure out how to break that down into small steps. But pick something, both Bein Adam L'Makom, one thing. Not everything, one thing. And one thing Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And that should be your to-do list for the coming year. You can't change everything. You can't fix everything. Certainly not in one shot. And if you try to do it all, you're probably going to wind up with nothing. As the Gemara we will see in a few months says, Tafasta Meruba Alo Tafasta. Tafasta Mua Tafasta. And that is the lesson in Parshas Nitzavim of Ki HaMitzvah Hazos Lo Nifleis Hi Mimcha V'lo Ruchaka Hi Lo V'Shamayim Hi. It's not in the heavens. It's not like you have to jump up and climb to the heavens at once. Just build a small ladder. This year can have one or two rungs. Next year you'll worry about adding rungs after that. By doing that, you can come back next year or the following year or the year after that. And to borrow the metaphor of the Gemara, that one of the things that's helpful for tshuva is shinui hashem. Shinui hashem means that I'm not the same person next year as I was now. I'm a different person. When the malach comes looking to exact punishment, it's like, sorry, he doesn't live here anymore. Right? And you come back a year from now, and you come back here for 2 years from now and 3 years from now, and you will be a different person. So that's the one thing that I request from everybody. This is very much a davar behetzneah. It's something private for you. But nonetheless, each one of us can identify those things that we need to work on. One little thing each. Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And if that begins a process of tshuva, then hopefully the Ribbono Shalom will make sure that everybody has a gezar din l'tova, and it should be everybody should have a ksiva, a chasima tova, and a shana malei tova ubracha. I wish you all a good yontiv, a good Shabbos.